Now, this is the song. Listen to it. I'm not going to sing it. There's some there's some things I know to be true. Snow is white and the ocean is blue. Rain is wet when it falls from the sky. And the stars come out every night. And just as sure as the sun will rise, the love is real, you see in my eyes. Plant a seed and it will grow. Some things I know. Now, her song was more about a relationship. Her song was more about showing her love for someone else. And certainly that's true. And there's some things in this life that we know by just intuition. There's some things we know by experience. And there's other things that we know just because of, we know those things. And so that's a good way to observe things and to be observant about things. And we can know some things from that. But now what I want us to talk about tonight is knowing something from the Word of God. And you see, we look at all these things, our intuition, our feelings, our emotions. We have all these things within us, and we think they're good standards for us to go by as far as our judgment is concerned. And to a certain extent, they are. But what we've got to do is to realize sometimes those things don't work in religion. In fact, what we've got to do is to go against some of those things. Because we can't just base our religion on our intentions. We can't base our religion on just experience. And that's where a lot of people are, I think, fooling themselves. And they make religion more for them and the way they want it than what God wants. What we've got to do is to look at the Word of God and see what God says there. And then we've got to believe that. And then we have something we can trust in. We can depend upon. And we know that it's true. And what we have to do sometimes is deny those experienced things that we've gone through and look at what the Word of God has to say. It has to be our guide. We can't use the flesh to guide ourselves. We must use the spiritual. And what greater spiritual thing do we have than God's Word? Problem is, some people want to use their own self as the guide for spiritual. Now, look at this. Short lesson tonight, I hope. We need to recognize there's some things that we can know. One thing, I can know that I am dead to sin. Now, how do I know that? How can I know that? Look, in, if you would, at Romans 6, verses 3 and 4. In Romans 6, verse 3 and 4, the Roman writer says, "Oh, don't you know that so many of us, as were baptized into Christ Jesus, were baptized into His death? Therefore, because of that, we are buried with Him through baptism into death. That just as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father," God did that, "by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in a new kind of life," or newness of life. Now, that's not based, our religion is not based on our feelings. It's not based on, well, I feel real good today, so my religion is great. I feel real good about the way I'm living. But what we've got to do is to base it on Jesus Christ. What does He say? How does He feel about this? Now, this passage shows how a person can be a child of God and they can know that they have salvation. Now, you can base it on something else, but you're putting your trust in something that certainly is maybe not there. And you may hit it just right. And you may hit it just wrong, too. So what we've got to do is base what we know on what God says. And it says here that we can know this, and what we've got to do is to be those people that we are baptized into Jesus Christ. And that's not just something that we teach because we're the Church of Christ and we're supposed to teach baptism. That's something that here the Roman writer is telling us. He's saying that's the thing you've got to do. It's the thing that puts you into this relationship. When I'm immersed in water, when I'm baptized, when you're baptized, when we're all baptized, we have a new relationship with Jesus Christ. And that relationship then is more a family-type relationship. We have the same Father. We follow the same Father, God. We follow what He says for us to do. We have a different relationship with Jesus Christ. We're no longer struggling against Him, but we're working with Him because we're a family. We're united together. And so we're going to work and labor together in all these things. And we have the same loves. We have the same dislikes. And that's the way we are because we're like Him. Now, where can you find this? You find it in the Word of God. You find what kind of person Jesus Christ was, what kind of life He lived, and all that. We were buried with Christ. We were buried with Him in like his death. He went from the cross to the grave, and he stayed there for 3 days. And then he came forth from that grave. We go into the water of the baptistry. We come up out of that water, representing the death, the burial, and also the resurrection of Jesus Christ. On that third day, Jesus rose from the dead. On that third day, Jesus was able to overcome and conquer the grave and death and overcome Satan. Boy, that's a victory right there for us. It's a victory that we have that is so wonderful. In fact, if you read Revelation 1 and verse 5, it talks there about how that we are washed in the blood. We contact the blood of Jesus Christ there. And as we contact that blood, we are cleansed. We're made clean. We have, I guess you could say, a blood transfusion. It's the blood of God that we have within us. And see, that's where how deep religion really goes. It's this thing of religion is not just a not doing this and not doing that, of not putting the body in this situation or not putting the body in that. We go from the base of it. You take the blood out of a person, they are nothing. You can add that blood, and we can add to that blood, and it gives us life. Some of you had blood transfusions. How wonderful it is. How great it is that we have that we can do. This is talking about something that is even greater than that, because it changes our spiritual destiny. We're Christians from the blood out. We're Christian from the inside out. We're God's children because we have been immersed in water. We face that death. We rise, and we're just like the elder brother. He is one that has forgiven us. He's the one that places us in a wonderful thing. We can know that we're following God. We can know, and we have an assurance. And we talked about that a little bit this morning, but we have an assurance from God that we're going to be saved. Now, do you always feel like that? This is not a feeling thing. This is a thing of knowing. Knowing because God said it. Christians operate off of faith. That's believing what God says. We believe it. We trust in it. We depend on it. And it's not, well, I feel this way. I don't feel like I'm religious. I don't feel like I'm serving God. I don't feel like Well, forget the feelings. That's not what we need to base it on. We need to base it on what God says within His Word. And if there is change that needs to be made, we change our feelings. Now, boy, that's hard to do sometimes, isn't it? To change your feelings about something. But that's what we've got to do, because this is what God said. He has said here that we've got to be those people that we're immersed in water. And if you're immersed in water, you contact the blood of Jesus Christ, you're forgiven of your sins. That's it. We've got to depend on that. We trust in that. We trust in that in a great way. Now, look at this second thing. I know that I'm alive with Christ Jesus. I know. So how do you know that? Listen to what he says here. Look at starting in verse 5. Verse 5 through verse 7. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. If we go through this thing that shows us the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we go through that just as Jesus did. We receive those things that Jesus received. What was that? God raised him up. We don't see it. But in this baptistry, when someone is baptized, it's not just the person that is immersing them. The person that's immersing them has little to do with that except assisting and helping. You know who really raises them up? God does. Jesus Christ does. All of heaven does. That's how important that is. That's how great this thing is of baptism and the great this thing does. And so here we have that. Certainly we shall be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, not wondering about it, not feeling it, but knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the purpose, that the body of sin might be done away with. That's what baptism does. It does away with that old body of sin. It cleanses us. It makes us right. We're right before God, and we have that. It's done away. That we should no longer be slaves to sin. We're no longer people that we belong to sin. We're those people that are free from it. You say, no, wait a minute. That doesn't work. Because I'm going to sin. I'm going to do things that are wrong. Yes, God knows that. We talked about that this morning. He knows that. He understands that. And He's willing to forgive us and continuing to forgive us. Remember the idea that we're those people that are justified. We're those people that God has said we're clean. Now, I don't care how long you say you're unclean, but if you've done what God tells you to do, if you've been immersed in water for the remission of all your past sins, you are clean. That's it. Well, I don't feel that way. Didn't say you're going to feel that way. Well, I hadn't experienced anything yet. Didn't say you was going to experience anything yet. Believe what God says. It's not something to be judged by the flesh. It's to be judged by the Spirit, by what God says within His Word. And so here we are, those people. We're raised from the dead. We're raised from the dead in Christ. Christ died on the cross for us. Christ was willing to die there for us. We die to sin as we go through this thing of baptism. But again, we say, wait a minute. I don't know. I might still do some of those things. Yes. But you see, that's not the thing that's going to control us. We're going to sin. What do you do then? You go to God and ask God to forgive you. What happens? Because of the blood of Jesus Christ that you contacted there in baptism, because of that act. Now, I don't understand it. It's not a matter of understanding. It's a matter of doing what God says. And if we don't understand it, God will help us to understand a little bit later. So here we are. We're those people that are raised just like Christ was. Christ is alive today. Anybody think Christ is dead? Anybody think that He's still in a tomb somewhere? Now, there are people in the world that believe that Jesus is still in a tomb somewhere. Let me tell you something. Base it on the Scriptures and not what people think. If you base it on the Scriptures, Jesus Christ rose from the dead the third day. He broke the seal on that tomb and He came out. They couldn't keep Him there. There's no way possible. In fact, it goes through and gives us proof of this. It said the disciples, all of them, saw Him. And a group of 500 saw Him. Several times, people saw Jesus Christ. Now, that should be the affirmation that we need. And we believe what they have to say. Our problem is that we're 2,000 years about from there, and we have those doubts. Where do we get our doubts from? By not believing in the Word of God. And we've got to believe in that Word. If we don't trust that Word, we're without hope. We're lost. We're cut off. We have nothing. But with that hope, we have the trust that one of these days we will be raised and we will receive the glory and the honor that Christ has there for those people that are His disciples. Remember, as you study the book of Revelation, it talks there about people and they're rejoicing around the throne. What are they rejoicing? They're rejoicing that they have God the Father. They have God the Son. They have God the Holy Spirit. They have heaven. And they're rejoicing there because they have heaven their own selves. They're blessed by this. They are have all this. They are alive in Christ. We enjoy the fullness of life. Now, I'm not saying here. It may be here. But you may suffer all your life with something. You may struggle against a sin in your life all the time. It may be just a fight for you, just to stay faithful. But when it comes to the life to come, we're going to have heaven. It's an assurity. This is the example. Just as Jesus was raised and is in heaven, that's the surety for you that you can be raised and you can be in heaven. But I struggle. Yes. I fight against the flesh. Yes. But we can overcome. We can win out over that flesh. And we are alive in Jesus Christ. We're alive in Him. Now, look at this. Third point. I know that I'm not a slave to Satan. Now, sometimes we feel like just Satan's got us and he's throwing us around. We've been immersed in water for years, but Satan's still kind of dealing with us. He's still throwing things in front of us. He's still causing problems for us. Now, let me tell you something. He's going to continue to do that. But what we do is just like you go, if you go out in the woods and a tree is fallen and it's in the path where you're going, you just step over it and you go on. That's what we do with the devil. We step over it and go on. Now, look if you would at verses 8 through 10. In Romans, the 6th chapter, verses 8 through 10, for he who died has been freed from sin. The people that are dead, that have went through that watery grave, are free from sin. Is it going to attack you? Yes. Can you overcome it? The whole idea of this is yes. You can rule out over this. We've been freed from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, now listen to this. If we died with Christ, we believe that we shall be alive also with Him. Isn't that what we just got through saying? If we died to Christ like He did, He came forth from the grave, He went to the Father, we also, if we die to that, that's what's going to happen to us. And Satan does not rule over us. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. He didn't have to go through death again. He didn't have to go through that struggle again. Have you ever wondered why people don't have to be baptized again? This is a part of it. Because we're cleansed. We're right with God. We've contacted the blood of Jesus Christ. Death no longer has dominion over me. For the death that He died to sin once for all. He paid the price totally. He paid every bit of the price. But the life that He lives to God. Let me tell you something. Listen to this. Satan does not own you if you're a child of God. And we have to realize that. Sometimes people, Christians, walk around like they're afraid that, you know, like the movies show, that this spirit is going to grab you and it's going to force you to do this and it's going to make you do this and it's going to force you into hell. There is nobody that can force you into hell. They don't have that power. Jesus Christ overcame all of that. See, death used to be a scary thing. Nobody knew what was on the other side. I can tell you what's on the other side. God. God. He's over there. Well, now, how is it going to be? And what's all this? And what am I going to... I don't know all that. I just know God's going to be over there. And He says, I'm going to be over there. If I'm baptized, immersed in water, to have my sins washed away, and I strive to be His child and live like His child, I know He's there. I don't have to worry about it. I got to believe it by faith. I got to trust in Him and what He says by faith. But let me tell you something. Satan does not control us. He doesn't make us do things that are wrong. We make choices. And the choices we make determine whether it's going to be sin, I'm afraid. If we make a choice to do wrong, that's sin. We make that choice. God gives us a way to get out. Remember what Paul said in another book? He said there, no temptation has taken you but such as is common to man. You're not facing any harder time than anybody else. And you need to realize that God will forgive you. You need to realize that we don't have to be afraid of the devil anymore. We don't have to be afraid of the grave anymore. He has no control over us. He cannot rule over us. He can't do any harm to us. Because you see, we sing songs. I've heard a preacher say, you know, our theology in our singing is better than our theology in our Bible study. And that's true sometimes. We're in the hollow of His hand. We're there. We're safe. We're secure. Satan can't come and grab you. He can't knock on your door. And when you open the door, he's going to jump on you and he's going to take you out. And you're going to commit sin. No. We make a decision. We're going to sin or we're not going to sin. Now that's what troubles us though. I'm a Christian. I've been immersed in water. I've been cleansed. And here I am. I made a choice to sin. What a terrible person I am. What an awful person I am. No, what a fleshly person we are. And we allowed the flesh to control. We said yes to the devil. Now, what we need to do then is to realize we've got to say no. Have you ever said something and then thought, wait a minute, that's not right. I got to change that. And you go back and say, wait a minute, I'm sorry. That's not going to work. Maybe you set up a date to go with somebody or an appointment or something, and you realized, I've got another appointment. I can't go. And you go to them and say, I'm sorry. I can't go with you. I've got this other thing to do. We go to the devil and we say, listen, I'm sorry, but I'm going back to the Lord. He's the one that rules over everything. And do you know what? The devil can't come in and force you to do right or to do wrong. But God asks you to do what's right. You have the choice to do that, and that's the choice that we have. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free, if I can get my tongue out of the way, John 8 and verse 32. We can know the truth, and the truth can set us free. We come back to God. Now, we've been talking in past sermons in the last month about what God does and how God looks at that. God forgives us. He always will. I don't care how many times you come back, He will always forgive you. As a person that repents and turns from their sin, as one that has been immersed in water to have those sins washed away, Jesus Christ and God will forgive you. I don't care if you've been there a day or 2 days, or 10 years, or most of your life, God will forgive you. See, that gives us a hope. That gives us an assurance there that is so great and so wonderful. Thanks be to God that we have the power to overcome sin, that we have the power to overcome the devil and all that he has, and I don't have to follow him. I don't have to go his way. Now, number four here. I know that death has no dominion over me because I am a person that I'm not a slave anymore to the devil. I'm not a slave to sin. I have turned from that life. I'm allowing God to control my life, and I allow that to be done not according to my will, but according to His will, according to what's said in His Word. That's the reason, brethren, that we need to study His Word more. If we study His Word more, it helps us to know what's right and what's good. It helps us to remain closer to God. This thing of studying God's Word is not to pass a test. Is to live a life. And that's what God wants us to do. It doesn't frighten us anymore. The grave doesn't have the power over us anymore. Before people faced the grave, as we mentioned a while ago, and they thought, what is on the other side? We don't know. But as I mentioned a while ago, God's on the other side. And on the other side, God is there for us. And it's not frightening. Because, again, our singing, we're in the arms of Jesus. We're in the arms of God's Son. And we're received there. Just as we read about the rich man and Lazarus was being comforted in the bosom of Father Abraham. That's greater than we really realize. And we've got to understand that. I know Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. There's too many witnesses. It's there. The evidence is there. And if we know He was raised, and we know we have been raised, and we know He is with the Father because that's what He said, then we also can be with the Father. There is no reason why a person should be lost. Oh, Leanne Womack, she knew some things, and some things were true. But let me tell you something. We know more than she knows because God has stated within His Word. He stated it there for us. We don't have to be those people that we observe this. It's written for us. We don't have to be people that we can experience this. It's there. It's written in black and white. And God says it's true. And we've got to be the people that believe it. We've got to be the people that trust in it. We don't need to be figure this out by just what feels good or good intentions or all that. We can know what God wants and we can understand what He wants. And we can have what God offers. We can know what God says. We can know that we have salvation. We can know it's there. Don't judge yourself by what you think. Judge yourself by what is written within the Word of God. And change your thinking. Change your life. Change your love. Change whatever you got to change, but change to God's way. And we find within His Word what He wants us to do, what He asks us to do. And in that Word, we have the power to overcome the devil. There is no way the devil can rule over you. He doesn't have that kind of power. When Jesus went into the grave, he conquered the final thing. Death was something that Satan just kind of hung over us. But let me tell you something. The grave is open and God lifts us out. We don't have to worry about that. I've seen people that were afraid to die. Let me tell you something. Don't be afraid to die, because you know what's on the other side. Have a faith in God. Have a trust in God that is so strong, it doesn't make any difference what happens. You're going to be there with God, and you're going to follow God. And nobody can pull you away from it. God will forgive you of your sins. He will wash you in baptism and make you clean. He will continue that cleaning you all the days of your life, no matter how long you live. We can have forgiveness. Now, what other security can we have? Well, I mean, what else do we want? We want the fleshly part filled. Let me tell you something. Do the spiritual part, and the fleshly part will handle itself. It'll change. It'll change its way of thinking. It'll change its way of doing. And it'll be doing the way God wants it to be done. Tonight, if you're here and you're not a Christian, I want to encourage you to be immersed in water to have your sins washed away, just like it talks about here in the Scriptures. That's what it says there. All I know is what it says. Look at it, you read it, and see what it is. If you see something different, let me know about it. And I'm serious about that. Let me know about that. Because I want to do what's right. I want to follow what God wants me to do. And if I've missed something, I want to find out what it is. So you look at it and you see what it is. And if you say, wait a minute, this is not the way you said it, Charles. It's different here. Then let me know about that. And let's do that. But if it is there and it is written there, then do what it says. As a Christian, and this letter was written to people that were Christians, trying to tell them, don't you give up the faith. Don't